Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
We did it. We did it, ladies and gentlemen. Is there any better feeling? You go through some trials, you go through some tribulations, perhaps. And man, think about the roller coaster of emotion that this fan base has been on, not just in the past month since the 49ers traded up to number three. Okay, yeah, that's good. Go back for the last 5 years. You hire Kyle Shanahan. You go from back-to-back, just bad coaching hires. It's awful. You hire Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, have a bad year. You get Jimmy Garoppolo. He sits. He comes out. 5 games, balls out. Sky's the limit. Oh, my God. Wait till next year. Torn ACL. Boom. You drop out. Get Nick Bosa. Things are good. You go like 9-0. They get to the Super Bowl. 3rd and 15. Wham. That's okay. We're going to be back. Injuries. Week 2. Bam. Bottom out. This, the fan base, the faithful is incredible. And I want to say thank you to everybody, you know, that's been with us today. We just finished a 4.5 hour live segment, you know, going through the draft. And it was absolutely incredible. It was awesome. But to go through everything and to listen to all the blue check marks tell us what's going on. It's frustrating, but it's so redemptive right now. And I love it. And so very, very happy to be here. And how great is this? I mean, we called it, right? We were saying from the start, it's going to be Trey Lance. You know, I love Trey Lance. I think he's great. And whenever you watch, you know, I just finished the interview, and I've got some clips for you guys from the interview, and I want to talk about this. But man, this is incredible. The 49ers have their quarterback of the future, and it's Trey Lance. North Dakota State, the Bison. I love it. 6'3", 224, never lost a game in his career, threw one interception, which happened on a makeshift game that they kind of threw together, whatever. But man, I love it. It's late. I get it. I know this is way later, but we got to talk about this. You know, this is the 5th anniversary of the first ever 49ers Rush podcast. 5 years ago today, we did our first podcast on my cell phone. I did it on my cell phone, but we're back now. And so let's go through some Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, kind of what's going on there. and kind of what's going on, just what it looks like. And here's what the head coach had to say about all the rumors about Mac Jones and it's going to be this player and that. Okay, here you go. Kyle Shanahan. Was it always Trey Lance?
In the last couple of weeks. Is that accurate?
No, it's not. We can go back to January for the timeline, which we don't have enough time to go all the way through. But this is something that started since our season ended and our evaluation of people and starting with where we thought people were going to be available, going to people who we thought could be on the trade market, to everything. We've been very high on Trey since the beginning, since day one. And yes, the person everyone else is speculating about, we liked him too. But it was just, honestly, to go through this whole process where, you know, no one has known, you know, my friends, coaches, anybody, how John and I feel and how we felt this whole time. And we do that because you don't want to sway people in this building. You want everyone to give you, just work their butts off and give you their honest info.
And I think that's kind of what happened, right? People came out, Chris Sims, everybody, oh, it's going to be this player. Wasn't. It was Trey Lance from the start. And whenever you go to the film, it's so simple to see what he provides and why it was the pick. Now, I love Justin Fields, and I thought I couldn't believe he fell as far as he did. Now, why did he fall as far as he did? I don't know. I think he landed in a great situation. You know, the Bears, I don't like the coaching staff very much, but they've got a lot of success built up around him. I think that he can step in and do really, really well there. But I feel like the vindication for Kyle is, man, look how far Mac Jones fell and nobody traded up for him. Look how far Justin Fields, you know, he fell. Nobody, eventually somebody did trade up for him. But he passed some quarterback needy teams there. Trey Lance doesn't fall that far. I'm just telling you that right now. That same thing doesn't happen. So the league was kind of in consensus on this guy. Now, what was it about his game film and all those things that set that off? Well, let's go to the film and let's see some of the things that jumped out to me early on. And we'll hear again from Kyle Shanahan a little bit later on about, man, positive and negative plays. And whenever you're grading film, like we would do this with the high school kids, after the game, you would sit down and you would grade a play, positive, neutral, negative. And we simplified it as much as possible. And you sit with your position players and you go through and you watch the game tape. And they have their little pen and pad and play one and you number it down. And if they're in, they don't get anything. If they're not in, they don't get anything. But you get a positive, a negative, or a slash. And then you add up the positives, you subtract the negatives. How'd you play at the end of the game? And it's oversimplification process for sure. It's not the true metric. It's very similar to what Pro Football Focus does. But it gives you a picture. And whenever you go through Trey Lance's film, let's watch this clip, you see a lot of positives. Again, he's not going to be doing near as much of this running in the NFL. Nice. Ooh, boot to his left. Woo! Oh, hit him in the hands. Did he drop it? He dropped it. He dropped it. Now, watch this. So he's a right, you know, handed quarterback. You're used to seeing them roll out to his right. This goes against, you know, this is the difficult thing that you see and that they ask kids to do in the pro day. Rolling to his left. He sees the opening. You can see it here. Squares up his shoulders. Man, look how quick he gets into his throwing motion. Leads him perfectly away. Oh, good job by the corner there. Gave him a chance. You want to lead him a little more than this. But man, I mean, that ball was on point. Nice play there from the corner. Lead him a little bit further away, perhaps. But man, these wide receivers for North Dakota, they're not the best. North Dakota is definitely a better team than South Dakota State. But South Dakota State, I think they're top five this year. And so, I mean, you see those things. And again, it's a pro day translation. Can the other quarterbacks in this class, Justin Fields can do that for sure. But you start to kind of see what that looks like. And man, it just translates. It was so simple to see because it's so similar to what the 49ers do. Now, I do want to say, David, I see the comment here. Appreciate it. Jimmy asked for Trey's number to congratulate him. Looks like Jimmy's for an open competition. I haven't been on the Twitter sphere very much. We just, like I said, 4.5 hour broadcast. You know, I got through the film. Shout out to Juan Salas for cutting the film up. You know, I got a couple clips at the end there. He's working and cutting up film. That dude's a beast. He works nights. He's incredible. But man, this is just so awesome. Now let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Let's go over that and why. Yes, they did reach out. But the thing that you have to realize about this front office They kick every single rock over. They tried to reach out to Le'Veon Bell after the Steelers thing just to see. They are going to try to get everything. And, you know, if you remember when the DeAndre Hopkins trade took place, everybody got pissed off, right? Why didn't we get him? Well, not for not doing our due diligence. We tried to get Tom Brady twice. We tried to get, you know, Aaron Rodgers, all these things. So here is the take. And, man, I want to say thank you, Carlos. Man, really, really appreciate the gift there. Noe, thank you guys very, very much. Carlos says, love the pick in your opinion, John. But what will happen if Jimmy got hurt, traded, and Lance needed to start before week four? I'd be fine with that. You know, we're going to talk about this is Jimmy's offense week one. There's no teams to trade Jimmy to now. They all got quarterbacks. There's no team that is going to offer a huge pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. I just don't see it. The teams that would have, they got their QBs of the quote-unquote future. I think the two teams that were high on Jimmy Garoppolo were the Bears and the Patriots. That's gone. So Jimmy being traded, Jimmy's the quarterback now, okay? And that's the best thing. That's what I've been barking up that tree the whole time. I don't care who the quarterback was that we got at three. I wanted Jimmy to start because we have a win now opportunity, Carlos. And so having said that, if Trey had a snap in week four, I'd be okay with that. It's not what you want. But the opinion that's put out there that Trey Lance is he needs to sit and all that stuff because he's not pro ready. He's the most pro ready quarterback that came out this draft. He ran the most complex offense. You say, oh, but the level of play and jumping up and all those things. No. That's not what you think it is. So I just disagree with those assertions. I really, really do. Noe, thank you. He says, cheers, my friend. Missed the last stream, but now I'm here to drink some beers. Man, I had to lay off the tequila. I got challenged to do some shots on the live stream. And so I was like, man, I got more feeling. I don't want to be slurred during the thing. So anyway, here's John Lynch on the Rodgers trade and what happened there.
You know, I'll answer that, Cam. And you're talking to, you know, you're talking about, you know, the MVP of our league last year. And I don't know about you guys, but to me, when the MVP of the league might be available, and I didn't know that, I'm just reading the tea leaves just like everybody else and saying, hold on, is something going on here? You know, yeah, we inquired, and it was a quick into the conversation. It wasn't happening, and you know, as we've said, we've been convicted and excited for a long, long time. So we went right back to where we've been, and that's really excited about adding Trey Lance to the 49ers, and we're thrilled about that.
You try to get it. I get it. It's Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what happens. Now, the report came out that they offered, like, all this stuff. Guys, the 49ers are not leaking. They don't tell anybody. We had our owner, or not the owner, but the CEO, president, whatever you want to call him, drunk tweeting that he didn't know it 10 minutes before the thing. Like, here's the thing. This team is different. And when you got Chris Sims and his loud mouth and all these other, oh, it's this player. Really? Really? Are you kidding me? And like, here's what's funny is they did Kyle Shanahan's job for him. The 49ers don't leak, guys. Don't leak. What do we got to do to learn? And if they do leak, they're leaking out negative information that they're not going to do. We didn't know about the trade up to three. We didn't know about Joe Staley retiring. We didn't know about the DeForest Buckner trade. We didn't know about Trey Lance. Like, I knew about the Trey Lance thing because that was my opinion and I was guessing because it seemed like a great fit. So I called it early. I just got lucky because I watched the film. And so when you watch film, this one looks like this one. Man, this seems like a perfect fit. Imagine what we could do here. Plus, I listened to all the press conferences. And so, like, it made sense to me. So I just got lucky. It's not like I knew somebody inside the organization. That wasn't it at all. Now, here's what, and it's comical. Listen to them talk about how everybody got it wrong.
I thought that could be an advantage for us, especially when you look into stuff that just came out today, stuff that, I mean, you never know with this league. And if the whole NFL is assuming you're doing one thing and you're not doing that, I'm not going to work hard, and John, we're not going to work hard to correct that. So let that be. And whatever way that went, it was going to go, and it was crazy to watch where it all went. But no one has known anything but us. So it's been fun to watch it. I haven't been in many situations in my career like that. And when you get an opportunity to go through something like that, it is really cool to find out people about people in your building, how they handle it. It's really cool to kind of watch people in the media too a little bit and just see who gives opinions, who gives some sources that you watch it and it's you're like, all right, I know that's not true. So where's that? And you get to see people for 2 months and how things are. And I haven't been in many situations like that. And it was kind of neat to see. You learn a lot about your organization. You learn a lot about other people. And, but you try to lower your head and you try to do what's right and not be affected by any of that. And it's just been interesting to watch. And sure, glad that it's over. I'm glad that we got our guy. I'm glad we feel so good about it. And I'm just pumped to get him here.
Yeah, and so, yeah, you got all these smoke screens, whatever. No, he just let people run with it. He just didn't correct anybody. So, yeah, let them think whatever it is. Tom Pelissero's just now tweeted out, Gunkhurst says he didn't even speak with John Lynch today. It's the guy that runs the Packers. I didn't even speak to him. San Francisco called Wednesday. But, like, that's it. It was a rumor that got put out there, and people, it's the media. That's what they're trying to get. But every single general manager talks to every single general manager probably 5 times before the draft. Those types of things are, that's just what it is. And so when you're looking at this and you're going through this stuff, just understand, man, we're going to fall for the same crap next year and probably will tomorrow. But just understand this. 49ers don't leak. Since this front office got here, they haven't. Not once. Not once. They hired their GM as a test to see if it doesn't leak. It's what it is. This question right here. John, how much money did you make on the Lance pick? You know, my bookie, I put this out there a lot. You know, I got plus 1,000 points. Now that's not odds on my bet for Trey Lance back in March being the number 3 pick. It was before the 49ers traded up. I thought he would be the 3rd pick overall just because, again, going off my rankings where I had him. So I put money on it. Now, plus 1,000 doesn't mean for every dollar you win 1,000. But yeah, I made a considerable amount of money. My wife's going to be pretty happy. I might not tell her how much I actually made, but it went really, really well. And so you put your money where your mouth is. And if you bet with us on my bookie, oh my gosh, we made some money today, baby. We didn't hit on a lot of the long shots, but we made some money. So I haven't gone through and checked exactly what, you know, we made out with percentage wise. You know, I put out, I think 12 bets for the Patreon members. And let me say this.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If you haven't joined us on Patreon, we got some new stuff for you. One, not only Trey Lance, which I already have 4 game films up on Trey Lance currently. So if you need Trey Lance film, go to Patreon. Patreon.com, type in 49ers Rush Podcast, join us there. Frank Gore, Jerry Rice tier. and you got all that film. Type in Trey Lance in the search thing. It's going to pull up all those film. You can go watch 3 hours of coach film, not highlights on YouTube. We're talking all 22 behind the quarterback. You know, you're seeing every angle, coaching, scouting film, knowing what that is. So if you're one of the people that was out on Trey Lance, join the team, baby. And again, Patreon's going to be there for you. Plus, we're adding a 49ers Rush Discord channel. That's something we're getting there. And that's just going to be created a chat that is evolving. I love what takes place on YouTube where you guys chat back and forth. It's like my favorite thing. And so we're going to extend that. And we're going to have our own 49ers Rush Discord channel away from Twitter and all those things. Twitter's great. But this is going to be a way for us to develop our own community, which I'm really, really big about. So if you haven't joined yet, trust me, that's the place to be. I'm going to be putting out film on every single draft pick, second round, third round, all those guys as well. Now, let's get into just a little bit more. Why did Kyle Shanahan have Trey Lance so high? Take it from the horse's mouth, man. He nails it.
I could talk about that for a while because it goes into so many different areas, but it always starts with me with the film. I try to watch a guy play the quarterback position, how he executes his own offense, just kind of the natural feeling he has for the quarterback position, which that part entails getting the ball to the right spots. You try to figure out what plays they're doing and does the ball go to where it should go to. When nothing is there, how quick are they to recognize and make it off schedule or to get rid of it, just not take a sack and don't make it worse. And you start to watch some of that stuff with him, and I loved his natural ability to play the position, which was very impressive. And then when you add on a type of running element, which I've always been intrigued with, but when you got a guy who's got the skill sets as far as speed and size, to where you're not going to make him a runner, but if you can get in certain formations where the defense knows you will run them if they don't honor them, now everything's different. And if you can ever get a guy like that and make 11-on-11 football, then I think you got a guy who can change some things for you. But it always comes down to, yeah, that's, you can dabble in that, but you better be confident they can do everything else. And, you know, he's played a year of football. It's at a smaller school. So that does take, it takes work. It's stuff, I mean, you're not going to see it all. So that's why it is a hard process. And that's why there is no guarantees for any of us. So it's about believing. And you see what they ask someone to do, and you see it very consistent and done at a high level. And then you look at the skill set, all the high weight and speed, and that stuff that to me comes last.
And so, man, there's just so, like, again, tell us what you like about Trey Lance. And he says, I can go on about that for a while. And he could. He keeps going in that clip if you haven't watched the press conference yet. But a real quick question. Let's see here. Who won the jersey giveaway? We had three giveaways today with two $50 gift cards. Ricky Racer 99 won one $50 gift card. The Sarcastic Guy won another $50 gift card. And Tech 49er won the Brandon Ayuk jersey. So reach out to me. I haven't checked my DMs. I'm sure they're full. You know, again, you keep your receipts on draft Twitter. And so when people call you a moron for ranking, you know, Trey Lance ahead of Justin Fields or ahead of Mac Jones and all that stuff, you keep those receipts, baby. So it's time to cash them in. And man, do not let those blue check marks down. I'm not saying berate people or anything like that, but you cash them in. And you say, like, when people show you who they are, believe them. And so whenever you hear these people like Florio or Sims or any of these hot take jackasses say something like, oh, my source tells me. Well, your source is wrong. So when they go back and say, well, my sources tell me, understand, it doesn't really value that much when it comes to the 49ers. It just doesn't apply. So just understand. Put that in context. And when people show you who they are, believe them. That's all I could say until they prove you wrong the other way. So you kind of take that and, man, you be happy with it. But, man, watch this play. You know, I circled this one, and this is not necessarily a testament to how great Trey Lance is. But, man, it doesn't take a lot of imagination to see how he fits in the 49ers when this is the exact same play the 49ers run with Kyle Juszczyk.
First and 10.
Same.
Nice play action. Get him outside. Oh, just easy, man. Get it to that fullback. Fullback love everywhere. See, I'm just going to drift out and get to the flats. Drift out, get to the flats. Oof. Juice. Tell me Kyle Juszczyk doesn't want Trey Lance. Tell me Kyle Juszczyk doesn't want Trey Lance. Come on, man. So smooth. That's a nice touch right there. You know, he's been rifling him. Ball comes out smooth. Again, the revolutions just stand out every damn throw. Right on the money. Easy catch and lets him keep. Smoke is his nickname. Smoke. That's what his teammates call him. Because the ball just flies out of his hand. And even that was a touch pass while running on the move, right? But man, there's quarterbacks that when they throw the ball, you can hear it whistle because it spins so fast. Now, what does that mean and what does that translate to? What that translates to is the ball goes exactly where he wants it. When it flutters and ducks, it catches the air, wind, rain games. That's going to hurt the accuracy. But whenever you can spin it like that, you're going to put it where you want it. Now, the one critique, and Kyle Shanahan addressed this. What do you do with the accuracy issues? Because that was the big knock. Why would you go after this kid if accuracy is the most important thing? Mac Jones, all accuracy, accuracy. The NFL is evolving, man. You can coach accuracy. You can change it. It starts with the feet. And I've been saying that forever. Listen to Kyle Shanahan say it.
I think you can help people with accuracy. I think accuracy is going to come down to the person. I always try to help people with accuracy by getting their feet in the right spots and doing things like that. I'm never going to sit there and demonstrate or try to pretend to tell him exactly how he needs to throw it. I try to get his feet in the right spot, his eyes in the right spot, because I think if you're in a balanced position and you're in the club as an NFL thrower, you will be. If things get off and your feet aren't under you, your accuracy is going to follow. So you always hear it from me. But if someone struggles with that, you got to count on the person to put the work in the offseason. Where do they go to some of these guys? They work on it January to April, and then they get back with us, and it's about tying your arm into your feet and into a rhythm of an offense. The second question about my dad, it's hilarious. Not hilarious, but the speculation of my dad is crazy. I have a dad who I love more than anything, who is very who loves football too. Every building I've been in, going back to Tampa Bay, Jim Gruden used to come in with us all the time. Dads love to be around football.
And he goes off a little bit about his dad, and it's pretty adorable and cute, and it's pretty awesome. But the idea that Mike Shanahan is like one of the decision makers is just ludicrous, and he attests to that. That's just what it is. JR, seeing some Trey Lance hate. He says, I wanted a winner. Instead, we got a 20-year-old small-handed QB. Hey, man, this kid's never lost a game. Gone undefeated. And if you look at what's happened to North Dakota State since he's left, because they're playing right now, the Bison, because they postponed their season to now, they lost two out of their first four games without him. So if you want to talk about a winner, the kid's never lost. Never lost. It's there on a tee. 29 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Yeah, there's a lot to like there. And, yeah, it's a Seahawks, you know, whatever or something. That's cool. Be respectful. Have discourse. Debate that stuff. And if he wants to troll, let him troll. Don't attack each other, things like that. It's what it is. This is an environment where we can debate. Mac Jones truther's been in my mentions like crazy. And let me say this, okay? I don't dislike Mac Jones. He's a 21 player on my board. But it does come into effect. I watch football with my children, my two boys, and they're both 49ers fans, so is my wife. I want them to look up to people. That's a big deal to me. And maybe Mac Jones turns into an amazing human being. But with the way he has conducted himself, whether through social media, whatever, I get people go through college, whatever. You look at what Mac Jones did when he was 19. What did Trey Lance do when he was 19? It's pretty damn simple, right? Are these things even in question? It adds into it. You look at the talent on the field, big difference. So anyway, that's what I'll take from that. Sean asked this, who else got drafted from the North Dakota State in the first round? Yeah, nobody. You got to go back to Carson Wentz. I will say this. Two guys will get drafted tomorrow from North Dakota State. Jabril Cox was a linebacker, transferred to LSU, and Trey Redunds.
But that's got to be it. But yeah, you're right. Look at how many guys got drafted there. It's whatever. There's a big difference. What you play with is huge. And, you know, whenever you're looking at allow this question to take place. Let's just go through these knocks that people have on Trey Lance. Oh, he didn't play enough games. He only played 17 games. Kyle Shanahan shut that down pretty damn quick.
I mean, also the film, not having a lot of it. So, I mean, he has the same amount of film as Mac. He had the same amount as Joe Burrow from the year before. I mean, it's still the same as a lot of guys. So, and the film was very good. Unfortunately, to get a 2020 year. So that's what was tough. I mean, at first you think that and you're like, man, this is tough. Why can't I see the second year? But we had a lot of time to watch 2019, and there are a lot of clips. And when you collect all the pluses and minuses, and that's usually how I watch film. And by the time you've gone through it for 4 months and you have 400 clips of just pluses and minuses, and you do that for everyone. And I had a lot more pluses for Trey. I just did. But I start to think, too, because you hear that. I mean, he didn't play this year. There's not much film. And then when I go back through my notes and I just sort on our computer and I just watch all his good plays, I mean, there's 160 of them. And so, like, that was a lot of good tape for me. And you always want more. You'd always rather have had a 2020 year. But like I said earlier, maybe that's a blessing. Maybe you got a 2020 year, he wouldn't have been available at three.
I'm telling you what, man, this guy's a salesman. Imagine how you would feel right now if the pick was Mac Jones. I think if it was Justin Fields, I'd still feel the way that I do. I really like Justin Fields. I do a lot. I'm a Lance guy, but I had him ranked back to back. This is just awesome. Imagine the 49ers are going to be relevant for a long time. There's no doubt. Now, if the pick was Mac Jones, we still would have been relevant. But dang, man, Kyle got his guy. So many times we've said, okay, we trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, right? And everybody's like, yeah, but was that really who they wanted? Because Kyle wanted Kirk Cousins and blah, 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 and all that stuff. No, no, no. Kyle got his guy. He had the pick. John Lynch said before the draft, this is Kyle's pick. This is his. It's all in. He gets to mold this kid into whatever he wants, and he's only 20 years old. So pumped. The good news is we got a lot more draft, baby. Day two is tomorrow. I got to teach in the morning. I want to be out of gas. We're going to be live all day two. And there's a lot of prospects left that I really, really like. 49ers picking 43. Now, what do? There's a couple guys I don't want to trade up. I want to personally trade back in the second, up in the third. But we'll have to see. Because there's a couple guys that if they're there at 43, I'm taking no matter what. Creed Humphrey's at the top of my list, and I'll tell you why. I always talk about Creed. If this quarterback is successful, this franchise is gold for a long time. Gold. So do whatever you can to help him. There are probably bigger needs on, you know, the team than right guard. Cornerback for sure. You know, edge rusher, wide receiver. But, man, you fix up that O-line for Jimmy Garoppolo first off and then transition it to Trey Lance. Woo, man, I like that. So some guys that if they're there, I want to take. Azeez Ojulari still there. Love that dude. He got flagged with a knee issue late in the draft process. That's why he's fallen. Rondale Moore, wide receiver, Purdue. Gosh, I love that guy. Elijah Moore, wide receiver, Ole Miss. Love that dude. Asante Samuel Jr. Corner's probably the biggest need on this team, the roster. I like some late round corners in this draft, though, a lot more than I like interior offensive linemen, right? You got to kind of pick and choose. But again, you get Asante Samuel Jr. I think he's going to go off that board pretty dang quick there. Javonte Williams, running back. Love that dude. Don't think he's a great fit, but man, it works. Ronnie Perkins, edge guy. There's just so many players I want there. Wyatt Davis, Quinn Miners, Diami Brown. There are players available. I'm pretty pumped about this. And I'm just excited, man. We go through the draft, which it felt like the 49ers had the first overall pick, right? That's what it felt like. And yeah, Juan, appreciate it. Juan Solis is in the chat, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's 49ers Rush royalty. He's one of the best humans ever. Thank you. He got the clips for us to use for this podcast. It's been a crazy day, but it's been a great day. And we're just getting started here at the 49ers Rush Podcast. So again, we're giving away a Dre Greenlaw jersey tomorrow. We're going live 15 minutes before the draft start. Charles is at host Chuck B, and Dale will be with me again. It was an awesome time in the chat. So if you're one of those people that's like, man, I just really want to watch on ESPN and NFL and go back and forth, awesome. Our chat today, we had over 4,000 people separately tune in today during our draft coverage. Just come take part for the chat. It's a blast, man. You know, I'm presenting and doing all the stuff and, you know, going through all my notes. But, man, the chat, that's where it's at. So join us tomorrow. It's on this YouTube channel, right, at 49ers Rush. Hit subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We'll be live all day tomorrow. Really appreciate you guys, man. I can't believe we got Trey. I'm going to sleep with a freaking smile on my face. I'm going to sleep hard because I'm tired. I got a great essays in the morning, but that's okay. It's going to be a fun week. It is all worth it. Appreciate you guys. And as always, man, it's easy tonight. Stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.